every American should know.
If you want to hang on to your job, you get out there and do it.
This is America.
It's freedom.
I'm a patriot.
Turn us to an America that we can be proud of.
My name is America. I stand proud and free. America is my name.
Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. PPG Paints, a nationally recognized brand name trusted by painting contractors, building owners, architects, designers, and homeowners for over 100 years, proudly presents America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the 2011 Talk Radio Host of the Year, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
That's right, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hello, everyone. I am the Cajun Man. I am the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. Ball, we have a great, great show for you. That's right. I'm going to have Miss Grace and our husband, John Smith, with Boat Life. Grace is no stranger to Home Talk. We're going to be talking about caulking and sealants. We're going to be discussing the features and benefits, why you really need to come up with a plan to continue to maintain your home. Caulking and sealants play a big part of this, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And plus, hey, caulking and sealants can lower your home energy costs. So we're going to have a great show. I sure hope you stay with us. We are streaming live on the World Wide Web right now at HometalkUSA.com. And don't forget, you can follow us on all your social media outlets, Facebook and Twitter. And the keyword is HometalkUSA. And now I'd like to welcome to the show. Again, she's no stranger. She's been with me, I don't know, Grace. We had 1,075 episodes right now, and I would tend to believe you probably did a quarter of these. it's been that long.
Oh, I don't feel that old.
Well, you know, we've been talking about caulks and sealants, and one of the other, great products you have called Get Rot, which is a wood repair type of product. As a matter of fact, a couple months ago, you were down in our TV studio, and you did a great segment on Get Rock. But today we're going to talk caulks and sealants. But before we get into that, let's learn a little bit about your company, the history of Boat Life.
Okay. Well, it was started by my father.
Okay.
So we're a second-generation company now. It was actually a spinoff from another company that he had, which was Theatrical Hardware. And you might say that's kind of a strange combination. But he had gotten into boating and realized that there were no sealants in the marine industry. And so he went back to his experience during World War II, where he ran the floating power plant in Manila as part of the Army Corps of Engineers. And they had a sealant that they were using then by the Air Force, was using it to fill bullet holes in the airplanes.
Wow.
So when he got started with his boat, the military had just released that product into the marketplace for consumer use. So he put two and two together, and Boat Life was born.
Wow. Now, so where are your products manufactured at?
We manufacture everything right in Charleston, South Carolina, grand old USA.
Well, I tell you, you're probably one of the few American manufacturing companies still in existence, and that's a great credit to you, your organization, your staff, your people. Who says that we can't produce here in the United States? And you're an example of it. You're still doing it.
And that's right. You have to have a commitment to this country and to the people that
the people
live here.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, somebody has to have a job. If we don't pay taxes and we don't participate in the system, then it's really all for nothing. And that's what you're doing. You're providing jobs, and it's the trickle-down effect. It's not just your employees getting a paycheck. It's the vendors and, you know, that you do business with, your raw materials and things like that. But do you manufacture your own product line, though?
Oh, yes. Yes, we manufacture everything right in our headquarters in Charleston.
So let's talk a little bit about caulks and sealants. A little later in the show, we're going to have your technical, we call him your technical
specialist.
But he's also your husband.
Yes.
And, but he's going to be giving us some great demonstration, and he's going to be giving us a thorough education and some tips on caulking and sealants. And it, really, I'm excited when you see that. It's going to be a really good segment to learn about this. But let's talk about caulks and sealants in general.
Okay.
Why it's important. Why we have to caulk our homes.
Well, for example, this time of year, when the weather's turning cooler, you want to keep, first of all, you want to keep out drafts. You want to keep out critters as they are looking for a warm place to spend their winter. You know, they can't winter in Florida like some others. So you want to keep out, you know, squirrels, snakes, bugs, and any kind of rodents. And then, of course, as you seal up openings where drafts will come through, not only are you sealing up the cold air from coming in, but you're sealing the warm air from going out. And that's just as important.
Yeah, we do shows and windows and doors, the prime example.
Yeah.
That we have to caulk. But, you know, we're not just talking about energy efficiency. We're talking about caulking, you know, to keep the weather out, to keep the moisture, rain, to keep...
Yeah, you want to keep any water out, because if it, water gets into your house through unsealed areas, then you're also opening yourself to rot and mold and fungus and all kinds of nasty things.
Well, you know, it gets kind of confusing when you go to a box store and you see all, you know, a whole aisle of caulks and sealing products. And, you know, and again, your husband explained that all caulks are not the same. And he proved it. He actually proved it. And so with that being said, can you walk through the different type of caulks and what's the properties of these caulks?
Well, there's a plethora of caulks and sealants, as you mentioned. All you have to do is go into the big box store and you'll see enough there to confuse you for a lifetime. There are caulkings that are obviously suited for the indoor use, and then there are some that are more universal. You can use them inside and outside. Just to cover the most popular ones, you're talking silicones, polyurethanes, polysulfides, latex.
Silicone,
yep.
Yeah. Silicone caulk.
And we actually make a sealant that's a combination. We call it a hybrid of polyurethane and silicone.
Now let's talk about the two types of caulks that we're going to be, John is going to be talking about and we're going to be seeing. You brought two types with us, right?
We brought three.
Brands. Three. Okay, explain.
Yeah. Okay, we brought one, which is Life Caulk. That's the polysulfide. That is actually the most chemical resistant sealant in the world.
Wow.
Of any sealants.
That's a strong statement now.
Yeah, and it goes back, the technology for it goes back quite a ways. As I said, they used it during World War II. But it is still today the most chemical-resistant product.
All right.
Then you have what we call the Life Seal, which is a combination of polyurethane and silicone. And what that does is it takes the best properties of polyurethane and the best properties of silicone, and it brings them together. And you lose all the detrimental properties of each.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have a silicone. Now, our silicone is a neutral cure silicone. There's a lot of people that think all silicones are the same, but yeah. If you've ever opened a cartridge of silicone and you smell that vinegar smell,
yeah.
That's actually corrosive.
Wow.
That vinegar that's the curing system in the product, and that's corrosive, so you do not want to use that around any kind of metal or electronics or anything like that.
What's the best benefit of caulks and sealants? The best benefit? Energy efficiency?
Energy efficiency, as I said, it'll keep out rodents, keep out moisture.
So it has multi-purpose.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to have to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to have your technical
specialist
on. Mr. John Smith is going to be our guest, and he's going to talk about what we're going to be seeing a little later in the show when he's going to be demonstrating these caulking and sealing products. So stay with us. When we come back, we're going to have John Smith with Boat Life to talk about the caulk and sealant's benefits, and going to be giving us some tips and demonstration on how Boat Life caulks actually are applied and some of the benefits. So stay with us right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, I'm streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. You can follow me on all your social media outlets, Facebook and Twitter. And the keyword is what? Home Talk USA. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. And let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now, you hear? Yes, that's a Le Bon Ton Relay.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
That's right. Don't forget that you can follow us on all your social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter. Also, if you happen to miss one of our weekly episodes, you can go to our website at hometalktv.com. We have over 21 episodes. That's right, 21 episodes that you can actually view as we educate you, we guide you on all the topics that have to do with your home. We're talking about caulks and sealants, and if you just joining us, in the last segment, we had Grace Smith with Boat Life. She was talking about the features and benefits and giving us a little history about caulks, the type of caulks, what caulks are used for, and obviously the features and benefits of caulking and sealants. Well, now we have Boat Life's technical, what you call it, the technical...
Well, it was changed.
You changed it.
It changed. It went from the technical, from the factory man to the technical specialist. But anyway.
Well, in the industry, you're known as the factory man, and you're also the spouse of Miss Grace Smith also, right?
Correct.
Wow. So how does that work out, you know, being all these years in a company and developing something so special and have to develop with you know, with your spouse? That's very special. It really is.
Well, she at work, she's the boss.
Well, we know that.
But that changes when she gets home.
That's right. All right, let's continue the conversation. With Grace, we talked about the different types of caulks and sealants. She gave us a little history about the caulks. But I guess I want to ask you, what goes where? That's where I want to start this. What goes where?
So you're going to start with a loaded question.
That's right. It's loaded.
All right. We have on page 4 of our catalog and on the website a very in-depth
And we have one.
Chart.
We brought a chart right here.
Correct.
Right here. Brought a chart. And can you just show it on the screen right now? Great. We're going to show it. But explain this little chart right here that you have.
Well, the chart contains every known question, metal, plastic that we've ever received in the office.
Okay.
It's rated from Life Cork to polyurethane, which we don't make anymore. All right. And it's listed with the code at the bottom. It's either the sealant's going to be good with the specific application of excellent, good, satisfactory, or, you know, not good at all, not recommended.
And this is available on your website, right?
On the website and our catalog.
And your catalog. Great. Well, let me ask you this, John. Again, be a little bit more specific. Again, what goes where? Because you have to, like Grace said, you have to know the properties of caulk. You got to know basically what this particular caulk is used for. And you talk about that a lot, right? To make sure that you understand and read and spend, like you said, 5 minutes in learning about this particular product, right?
Well, we have very in-depth instructions on our labels. We just really implore people to please, before you start your project, read the information we provided. It's ever-changing over time because different things change. The Life Cork product is something that I personally like to use strictly when it comes to doing old wood boats.
Okay.
That was the beginning. That was the life of it. When we all changed out of that and went to fiberglass boats, which is the early 60s, we had to develop something new, different, and quicker than the sealant, than the curing capacities of Life Cork. The new one that's out there now today, or has been out there for a very long period of time, we're still the only people in the world that make a polyurethane silicone called Life Seal. Life Seal comes in a number of different colors. And if you have a project that you really think you need to have, we'll make any color of the rainbow for you because we're the manufacturer, so we make this.
Now, do all brands of sealants stick to one another, man?
No.
No.
No. Our sealants stick to one another. Yet, Brand X is definitely going to stick to Boat Life, and Boat Life's not going to stick to Brand X. It's all done differently. Our products are a family product. They all stick to one another.
Wow. I love that.
So they stick together in the family.
I'm talking about my personal experiences. You know, I have used white polysulfide in the past, and now it's yellow. Why? What's the problem here?
Well, there's really nothing in the chemical formula that's going to turn it yellow.
Okay.
Okay. What you're dealing with is outside influences, environmental outside influences. Like, say, for instance, if your boat was on Hudson Canal in Freeport, Long Island, on the approaches to JFK, okay, these airplanes are coming in and powering back. There's all kinds of things in the sky, and they're going to land on the particular vessel. Only recently did we go look at a boat in Wilmington, North Carolina, that was yellow on the port side. And after we looked around, I checked other boats in the area. They were all yellow.
Yeah.
Okay. What it was is on the port side was the upwind side, and the starboard side was the downwind side. So the air from looking around and checking the horizon, there was an old smokestack still in use. And that was the environmental contamination on the sealant.
Wow.
And everybody wants to know, well, what do I do now? You get a little bleach.
Yeah.
Add a little elbow grease and take it off. There's nothing wrong with the sealant. It's just the coating from the atmosphere.
Good point. Now, what is the life expectancy of your sealants? Because I need to tell you, through history, some of these sealants, they don't last very long. What about yours?
Well, definitely not like your modern waxes you put on your cars that says it's only going to last 19 car washes.
Wow.
All right. The last time we looked at a Life Cork that was in a particular boat was on Louise's father's old Wheeler. And it was removed after 33 years, and it was still as good as the day it went in.
John, I got about 50 seconds left. What are the greatest honeydew for sealants?
Honeydews? Let me tell you, when the wife is running around the show, and we do a lot of trade shows, she's not happy to be there, and she's got a growl on her face. I always inject the conversation with the husband. Like, you want to do a honeydew for your bride? Okay, that's when you go into the bathroom where the towel, the shub is, the tub is, with the tile. You take out all the grungy grout. You make it nice and dry, clean it up, and put in a Life Cork, and that's the last time you'll have to do it. It's a honeydew that lasts eternity.
Very good point. Give me a website. How can we learn more about Boat Life?
www.boatlife.com.
That's boatlife.com.
Correct.
John, I want to thank you and Gray Schmidt for being our guests and talking about caulks and sealants, okay? All right. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to have Guy Green. That's right. Guy Green is going to be our guest, and we're going to be talking about wood preservatives. He's with Green Products. So I'm the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Don't forget, always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers, and let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now, you hear? Yay!
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Aye. Welcome to another hour of education and information. That's what we do here on Home Talk USA each week and every week, and give you access to all of the top home improvement professionals from around the globe. Hey, I want to welcome my television audience right now that just was watching the boat life industry segment on our television show. We had Grace and John Smith, where we were discussing caulks and sealants. So we definitely want to welcome all of you to here at the our radio show as we continue our broadcasts. And well, let's start the show. My guest is Bob Wilkes. He is with a company called Tremaslab. And if you've been, this is not the first time he's been on the show. And if you've been listening to us, he developed a replacement system basically to replace rotten wood, old wood, that's basically typically found between slabs, driveways, and sidewalks, you know, that rotten wood. And up until now, it has been a very costly replacement. Well, on the line right now is Bob Wilkes with Tremaslab. Bob, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well.
Well, tell me a little bit about your history, a little bit about Tremaslab, about the company, and a little bit about your background.
Well, we're based near the NASA Space Center, and we draw from NASA engineering talent to produce our product. And we've got an expansion joint replacement product that's an extrusion, a PVC extrusion that will replace the rotted out wood or fiberboard that you may have in your driveway, sidewalk, patio, and all those concrete joints that are always going to rot out. I mean, we get rain, we get humidity, we get heat, we get cold, and none of that's good for wood that's sitting down on the ground, and that all goes away, and you got to have something in there.
Well, you're right. You know, these joints in these concrete sidewalks and driveways, these expansion joints, that's what they're called, as you're saying, are often made of wood, and again, fiberboard materials. And eventually, it's not a question when they're going to rot, but, you know, not if it's going to rot, I'm sorry, but when it's going to rot, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And then if you're really taking care of your driveway, and say maybe you're pressure washing it every couple of months to keep it nice, well, you got to be careful. If you're blowing out those gaps, you're undermining your very slab, and right when you think you're taking care of your driveway, you're actually helping crack it and tear it apart by taking out the foundation.
Well, I tell you, eventually what's going to happen, you know, when I was a contractor, I used to get called out, and I'd have to go out there, and basically the only thing I can do is, sections that was damaged where the slab and the expansion joint meet, I would have to get a very expensive jackhammer and jackhammer it out and basically re-pour. I mean, this is an expensive proposition, you know?
Oh, it definitely is.
Yeah.
And what we've got here is something that will help control that and keep the water out from washing out and undermining your slab. It's a DIY product. This is something that homeowners can definitely do themselves. And as a side benefit, it's going to look much nicer, and it's going to reduce weed growth. So you get a lot of benefits out of this stuff.
Now, the product is called Tremaslab. Am I correct?
That is correct.
And basically, it's a do-it-yourself expansion joint replacement.
Yes. It'll It'll come in a roll or in small sticks, and it's going to press into place by hand, and it'll hold itself into place with a series of flexible anchoring beams, and that allows it to change its shape to follow the changing of size of the concrete gap, which may occur due to weather.
So it's some type of rubber strip, and really what you do is you just press it by hand? Am I correct?
That is correct. Most of the time, it simply goes in by hand. If it's tight, you can use a rubber mallet to get it all the way in. But that's the idea. You just press it in by hand.
Wow.
Start at one end, and when you get to the other end, you can cut it with pruning shears or a PVC cutter or simple tools like that.
So basically, it's very easy to install, and you can really do any expansion joint, right?
Oh, definitely.
Wow. All right, now the $64 million question is, why is it better than just putting that caulk stuff in the gap?
Well, it's going to be much easier to do for your average homeowner. I mean, well, actually, for anybody, it's easier to do. And it's not going to take any special skill to make it look really good. You also don't have to wait for any drying time. You can start driving on it right away. And you can actually apply it in any type of weather. So if you need to get your job done and it's about to rain, you can still do this and complete your job.
Wow.
Additionally, if you have a slope, I mean, we don't have a whole lot of slopes between you and I, but you don't have to worry about a pourable caulk running out of a gap. So liquids just don't quite they have a little more problems and considerations when you're putting them in. Now, one very special benefit is you can peel this stuff out and put it back in again annually to run an extension cord across your sidewalk or your driveway. That's something that a caulk will never be able to really do.
I hear that. And you can really install this yourself. That's the point.
Yeah, that's the entire point. Make it as easy as possible so that everybody can do this themselves.
Now, is it removable? And also, is it reusable?
Definitely. I mean, I have some that I use across my sidewalk, and every year for Halloween, I peel it up, and I run an extension cord, and I put that down, and the trick-or-treaters can come to the door, and they never even know that there was a cord there. Nobody's tripping over my cord. I don't have to try to tape it down, and it makes it very convenient.
Now, what about if you put it down, when can you walk on it or?
Immediately. I mean, it's a solid material, and you'll place it down, and you're good to go.
What about inclement weather? I mean, in almost any type of weather?
Definitely. The joint doesn't even need to be particularly clean, and if it's about to rain or if it's getting cold or if it's hot, a lot of the liquid caulks that you need to put in, they have limitations. You can't apply them in the rain, or you can't apply them if it's too cold or too hot. So you don't have those constraints if you're going to use Trim-A-Slab.
Wow. That's really amazing, I tell you. Really amazing. I mean, very easy to apply. You can put in any type of weather. What about, can it be applied, again, I couldn't help if you told me, what about slope driveways, say where the liquids really simply run out? Because it's hard to, you know, if it's sloped, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Trim-A-Slab, you know, being just a press-in replacement, it doesn't matter if it's sloped. I've had a couple of customers who've actually used it on the side of their house in an expansion joint in a brick facade. So it's been used, you know, on slopes all the way up to vertical with success.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, Bob, we're going to have to go ahead and take a short break. Don't go nowhere. I got so many questions to ask you, and because I mean, you're totally revolutionizing the way we can, you know, repair our driveways, you know, and sidewalks, repair them expansion joints when they're rotten, because 90% of expansion joints, well, majority are made of through a wood frame, you know, the wood foundation, you know. So, all right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to finish our conversation with Bob Wilkes with Trim and Slab. We're talking about how to replace rotten and old wood, typically found between slabs and driveways and sidewalks, with a product called Trim and Slab. So always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers, and let's pledge to hire a vet today. Don't forget, I am streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. I'm the Cajun Man. I'm the originator. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay!
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Yay! Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. I'm talking to Bob Wilkes with Trim and Slab. We're talking about the Trim and Slab replacement system. We're basically replacing rotten wood, old wood, which is typically found between slabs and driveways and sidewalks. And that's what we're talking about. Now, Bob, let's just jump right into got so many questions, but say if I had some slab motion and the slabs aren't level anymore, what can I do?
I mean, we see a lot of that around the Houston area, and I'm sure you're going to get that also in Louisiana. But this is a product that's very flexible. So not only is does it bend very easily, but you can twist it. So when you put it between two slabs and say one of them is raised up, you know, a quarter or half of an inch, it'll make a ramp between the lower and the upper slab, and it'll make it look a lot better. You know, it's not fixing it, but it feathers those two surfaces in, makes a small ramp, and, you know, it's about as good as you're going to get to make that situation look better and be less of a hazard. You know, you're not going to have that little sharp little edge that someone's going to trip over.
What the colors does it come in?
Well, currently we have a cement gray, we have a black, and we have a walnut. So the cement gray is our most popular color. I'd say three quarters of the time that's what folks use. The black is sort of a low maintenance color. It doesn't really look dirty ever. And our walnut color is for stamped concrete, colored concrete, which are generally earth tones, and that color goes real well with those driveways.
Bob, how do I know what size I need?
If you had a 1x4 in your driveway or sidewalk, then you'll use the 3/4 inch size, because a 1x4 is about 3/4 inches wide, and we size everything by the gap. So if you had a 1/2 inch fiberboard, you'll put in a 1/2 inch trim a slab. And now, even if the slabs have moved a little bit and that joint is not straight and not the same size from one side to the other, each size will do plus or minus about 1/8 of an inch, actually a little bit more than that. So that even if it's kind of tapered, you're probably going to be able to buy one size and take care of your whole driveway if you had, say, 3/4 inches to begin with, unless things really got out of whack. And then we do have other sizes. We have a 1 inch, and then we have a 1 3/8, which is our 2x4 replacement. And we don't see a whole lot of that in this part of the country, but you do see that up north in around the Pacific Northwest.
Well, Bob, we talked about size, but how do I know how much I need, though?
Oh, well, that's the real easy part. Instead of trying to to guess how much of a liquid you need, you know, because a liquid is going to be in ounces, and how do you go from ounces to your driveway? I don't know. For Trimislab, you just need to measure the length of all those joints. So you just, you can add up, you can measure with a tape measure and add them up, or you can pace it off, or if you have one of those little measuring wheels on a stick, you can just run that along, and it's just the total length is the only thing you need to know, and you just buy the same length.
I have a Twitter question and on Twitter, and they basically want to know, hey, ask Bob, how can I get some samples?
All right. Well, there's a couple different ways. If you happen to have a hardware store in your area that that carries Trimislab, they will generally all have free samples that you can go in, grab a piece or two to check size, make sure it works for you, and then go from there. If you do not happen to have a hardware store near you that's carrying Trimislab, you can always get sample kits from our website. And if you just need a specific size or a piece, give us a call or send us an email, and we'll shoot one out to you. Well, yeah, there's a couple interesting things. I mean, this is a made-in-USA product. It is unique enough to have gotten a U.S. patent. And something else that your do-it-yourselfers might want to know, there's a bunch of videos on our website, the trim-a-slab.com website, that'll go over how to measure, where you can install it, and even some tips and techniques on getting the wood out, should that be a problem. Because sometimes the wood just doesn't come out easily.
Well, I also have a bunch of courses. That's a good question.
Well, yeah, inevitably it gets down to that. Trimislab is priced the same as you would pay for per linear foot for a caulk and backer rod type traditional repair. So you'll see that the MSRP will be around $2.49 a linear foot for the 1x4 replacement size. And the smaller sizes cost less, and the larger sizes cost a little more.
Well, I do want to mention we do take Twitter questions, and the key word is Home Talk USA. How long does it last, though?
Well, we have a 10-year guarantee on our product, and the first 5 years we guarantee the color. You will see over time some color change, which is inevitable because this product is sitting in the sun 24/7. So you might say some yellowing or browning of the color, but the product itself, you know, will stay put, and it'll look great for.
All right, we got to run. We got to run, Bob. Bob Wilkes, Trimislab. Give us that website again.
It's trim-a-slab.com.
Trim-a-slab.com. Hey, Bob Wilkes, thank you for being our guest, my friend. Looking forward to talking to you next month. All right, that about does it for this week's edition of Home Talk. Don't forget, each week, every week, 10 to 12 Eastern Time, 9 to 11 on the Biz Talk Radio Network. Don't forget to check us out on Biz TV. That's right. That's 11 o'clock Eastern Time. That's biztv.com. And you can always go to hometalkusa.com, and you can also go to hometalktv.com, hometalktv.com, and you can check out our archives. Also, another website, MichaelKingTV.com, MichaelKingTV.com. You can catch the stream on YouTube when we're taping during the week. So, hey, we're going to get you Home Talk. All you have to do is just go to the computer and find it. And if you want to know again, HomeTalkUSA.com. Till next week, bon oui le gens. Yay! I'll come back next week, you hear?